Have you anything here to eat? Jesus asks his disciples this simple question in our gospel reading today. It is the same day that the women discovered the empty tomb. The same day Jesus walked the road to Emmaus with two disappointed followers and revealed himself to them in the breaking of bread. Now Jesus appears to a larger group of disciples to reveal to them the truth of his resurrection. I was reminded this week that in our assigned cycle of readings, our lectionary, the reading for the third Sunday of Easter every year has Jesus eating with his disciples. He shares with them not just food, but the fellowship and community they have shared so many times. We too know this fellowship of sharing food together. That's one thing we really enjoy here. We also share every week the meal of Holy Communion, where Jesus meets us anew to encourage us and strengthen our faith. Have you anything here to eat? Today, we are also reminded that in some households, this is not a rhetorical question inviting intimacy and care, but a real question posed by food insecurity. Hunger is a constant reality for so many people in our state, in our nation, in our world. Today, we participate in Bread for the World offering of letters, remembering that Jesus calls us as his followers to feed the hungry. And that part of that work is the work of advocacy to make sure that people have access to the food resources they need. Since well before I arrived at All Saints 7 years ago, Chris Tippett has coordinated our Bread for the World offering of letters. And so I'm going to welcome Chris today, and she's going to invite to introduce our speaker.
Good morning. As you know by now, today is Offering of Letters Sunday, sponsored by Bread for the World and also our OAR committee. We are asking you to stay after worship service to write letters to your federal representative and at least one senator, asking them to reauthorize the 2024 Farm Bill, which still hasn't passed in Congress. All the writing materials will be furnished, including address labels and a sample letter. So grab a cup of coffee and some refreshments and plan to get comfortable and write. If you absolutely can't stay, be sure to see me about take-home material and bring your letters back next week when we will dedicate them and send them off immediately to Washington, D.C. Now I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, Katie Anderson, whose day job is Vice President of Strategy, Partnerships, and Advocacy for Roadrunner Food Bank. She will address the importance of advocating for hungry people and tell us about her recent trip to Washington. Katie?
Good morning, lovely, lovely people of All Saints. Thank you so much for having me and let me talk a little bit about the Farm Bill. I know that probably is not the most expected thing to discuss, maybe in a church service, but it is really important to our country and incredibly important to people in need and people who are hungry in the United States. So if you would go to the next slide, that'd be wonderful. So the Farm Bill, what is it? It is a comprehensive piece of federal legislation. It's also referred to as an omnibus bill, meaning there's a whole lot of stuff in there. It's pretty massive. It authorizes most federal policies that govern food and agriculture programs in our entire country. So it is a massive, massive piece of legislation. And it's reauthorized every 5 years. In fact, the discussions were supposed to start in 2023, and it has continued to be pushed down the pike because of ongoing conversations and lack of coming to an agreement on what the Farm Bill should look like. Next slide, please. Thank you, sir. As you can see here, and I won't read through all of these, this is just an idea of how much is involved in the Farm Bill. These are the titles in the Farm Bill, and there are actually 12, I believe. Title 4 is nutrition assistance, but it gives you some sense of the massiveness of this bill and how important it is across our country. Next, please. Thank you. So a very quick piece of history. The very first farm bill, it was called the Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933, goes all the way back to the New Deal. That's where it started. And the nutrition title, which we're going to be talking most about, was first included in 1973, 40 years later. So it hasn't been around really all that long, quite honestly. And here is an idea of the projected funding, and this is in billions for 2024 to 2028 for the Farm Bill. As you can see, a total of $709 billion. And that huge green part right there is the nutrition component. So that does include items like SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It also includes TFAP, which is the commodities program that typically comes through food banks across the country and is then distributed into communities. But it is a massive, massive part of that bill. $604.9 billion is what they are estimating. So SNAP. SNAP is often targeted for cuts. It is big, so when conversations happen around, well, how are we gonna discuss, you know, pulling back on things, obviously there's a lot of energy and a lot of attention on SNAP in particular, just because there's so much money there. And so it can be contentious. It can be very, very contentious in the Senate and in the House. It is facing possible challenges. It often is. And really, SNAP, really quickly, it's the purpose of that program is it's intended to grow during economic downturns and then to contract during economic upswings. That is the purpose of that program. So when things get a little bit rough, it provides more support and more funding to people in need. And then when things get a little bit better, it pulls back, right? Because people don't need that assistance potentially, or not as many people need that assistance. Next one. So really the contentious aspect of it is being focused on increasing barriers. Those that would like to see it pulled back, funding pulled back from that, are focused on ways to create more barriers to get access to SNAP. And that can include things like restrictions on household eligibility. And it can also include further time limit proposals. And time limit proposals mean that people have to, at more and more intervals, go back and have meetings with folks at ISD, which is Income Support Division, in order to prove that they still should get SNAP. And that can become very, very challenging if you're talking about every couple of months or every 3 months having to go in and have a meeting with someone to prove that you still should be getting help with SNAP benefits. So very quickly, the end of the SNAP emergency allotments happened in February 2023. And when that happened across the country, we saw households seeing cuts of 80 to 90% in their SNAP benefits. To give you some sense, a single senior would have been receiving about $281 to $290 per month. That's for an entire month for help with food. And that number was cut to about $26. So pretty massive. You can imagine $26 is not gonna get you a whole lot, particularly if you're talking about someone who's on a fixed income. It's very challenging and has been very challenging for a lot of families. Where the focus ends up being really heavily, so I'll share some inside language with you all. There's a term that's used called ABAWD. A-B-A-W-D, and that stands for Able-Bodied Adults Without Dependents. And a lot of focus is oftentimes put on how can we cut back funds for that group or remove them as much as possible. And I think one of the important things to remember, that's where a lot of the job requirements come in, is that right now it's set up so that people, I think up through age 54, who are considered
ABOD, able-bodied adults without dependents, have to update their funding every 3 months. And if they can't prove that they are looking for jobs at the level that is expected or have gotten a job, that they get cut off from SNAP benefits entirely. In rural areas in our state, it can take somewhere between 6 to 9 months to actually get a job. If you lose your job, there are fewer jobs, and that process takes a long time. So if you've got somebody who's desperately looking for a job and it takes 6 to 9 months, and then they get their funds cut off for food after 3 months, it's a really difficult situation for folks to be in. So as the food bank, we fight hard against ABOD requirements because we just don't believe that it is right. One happy thing that has happened recently is that they did look at something called the Thrifty Food Plan, which is how they determine how much money goes to people for SNAP. And in 49 years, the Thrifty Food Plan had only been updated three other times, 1983, 1999, and 2006. But those updates did not increase the SNAP benefit amount, if you can believe that. The amount was still coming from 1983 all the way up until 2021. And that is when they determined that some of those benefits needed to be funded at a little higher level. So that meant for a household of one, it was an increase of $16 a month, and each additional person in a household received an additional 12. So if you had a household of eight, you would receive an additional $96 per month for SNAP benefits. So that is where things are right now. I think that we could probably all argue that where SNAP benefits are today is probably not adequate for people in need. And that's why the Farm Bill is so important, because we don't want those benefits being pulled back from where they are right now, which isn't really adequate. Yep. All right. And I will wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for letting me share with you all some updates on SNAP in New Mexico. Very thankfully, we have a federal delegation that understands the importance of SNAP and the importance of the Farm Bill. We had meetings with all of them in the beginning of March, and they are all dedicated to doing whatever they can to ensure that we have a strong Farm Bill that is passed and that there are no bad effects upon those nutrition programs. Gabe Vasquez, Representative Vasquez, is actually on the Agricultural Committee for the House, so he has some power. Senator Heinrich also is very involved in that work, and they are advocating hard for the state of New Mexico, which is really good news. There are going to be some good changes in SNAP for New Mexico. In this past session, they were able to pass $100 additional funding for SNAP per month for seniors and for households with disabled individuals in them. So some of those households will not be receiving $23 any longer. They'll be receiving $123 starting in October. So that is good news. Obviously, $123 still isn't a whole lot of money for a month, but it's a lot better than $23. And then also, our state has chosen to push our federal poverty level from 165% up to 200% across our state. That means that we're going to have somewhere between 70,000 to 80,000 people who were not eligible for SNAP before. They're going to be eligible starting in October. So that is great news that our state is doing that, and we applaud them for that move. So there's some good news in there. There's some hard news in there, but the best thing that we can do is just continue to raise our voices to the federal delegation and to the state as well, that SNAP is important, that we need to support it, and the people of New Mexico desperately need that access to food. Thank you all so much for your time. Yes, of course.
If I understand right, the commodities part is like mm-hmm. the food that you give, the big bulk amounts of the food bank that you distribute.
Correct.
That
That, yes. Pastor asked about TFAP commodities, and the levels are being maintained. The only cut that has happened is that they've pulled back on the administration amount, so that means there is some funding that comes to the food banks to help support our distributing of that food. So in your letters, it wouldn't be a bad idea to add in there that we'd like to see TFAP administration funds funded at a good amount. They did pull back on some of those funds. It costs us, for every dollar we spend on distributing commodities, we receive somewhere between 20 to 25 cents in administrative funds to cover that. So food banks cover 75 cents of every dollar to get that food out into the community. Yeah. Thank you all so much.